This is 511.
Hey, 511. So I talked to Larry over in maintenance. What he wants to have you do is turn off all of the lights, any fans you have on, turn it all off, but leave the vehicle on. And while the vehicle is in park, you're going to want to rev the engine to about 1,500 RPM, and you're going to want to keep it there for about 3 minutes. And that should resolve the issue and give you allow you to finish the route.
Okay, but it's not, like, serious, is it? I have one passenger left. Hopefully I can just finish this. It shouldn't be, you know, if it's just an annoyance, I won't let it be an annoyance. I'll do my route. No problem.
Copy that. Yeah, let's try the revving the engine, because you said that should fix it. And then if it doesn't, if it's just an annoyance and you feel safe continuing, then I'll update the page. But while you're doing the engine thing, I'm going to page this out to the service soup just to let them know what's going on.
10-4, I've already said. Now, that's the thing. How do I know it's up to the RPMs? Because my, as far as the needle, I don't know which needle I'm looking at for that, because the one for my speedometer, that's not moving. But the one for oil, see, I'm not sure which one shows me.
You don't see a gauge there that says RPM on it?
Uh-uh. That's not on here. Just a regular speedometer, and I don't think there's the MPH. Gas, the thermostat, the battery, and the gas. So that's, yeah, I don't know. There's no RPM. I'm revving the engine a little bit up to where that, yeah, but that's not it. That's the oil gauge. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I am revving it a little bit. I don't want to go too, you know, I don't know, because I don't know. There's no gauge.